welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta, and her preaching today is entitled Asphaleia.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. The sacred season of Christmas, with its many epiphanies, is now over. An ordinary time has now begun, which means that for the first time we can really begin to get into the Gospel of Year C, which is the Gospel of Luke. I learned a neat little trick last year from a book I read on the lectionary. How do you know that we're in Year C? You take the year and add up its digits, and if that number is divisible by 3, you are in Year C. So 2022, all those digits added together equal 6. Which is divisible by 3. So presto, we are in Year C. I don't know why I found that so dazzling. Such a pattern makes sense when you sit down and think about it mathematically. Nevertheless, I was dazzled, and I hope that henceforth, I shall now finally be able to keep the 3-year cycle much more organized in my mind. Which is strangely a theme that the Gospel of Luke itself begins on in the very first verses of the Gospel, which we read today. Luke tells us why he is sitting down to write his account of Jesus' life in the first place. There are apparently lots of stories about Jesus floating around, lots of different accounts of his life, but Luke wants to organize the mishmash, investigate the veracity of the stories, and compile them in an orderly sequence for the most excellent Theophilus, so that he can enjoy certainty that what he's hearing is a worthy accounting on the topic. The Greek word that Luke uses to describe his goal is one that has a lovely ring to it. Asphaleia. So that you may realize the asphaleia of the teachings that you have received. It's a little tricky to translate. Different editions of the Bible do it in different ways. So that you may realize the trustworthiness, the reliability, the certainty, so that you may rest securely in the teachings you have received. Doesn't that sound wonderful in this day and age? Don't you wish you were Theophilus? We live in a season of doubt. The proliferation of fake news in recent years, magnified on social media platforms, has resulted in a situation where it is hard to tell whether anything is true, whether anyone is trustworthy. We've begun to believe it's impossible to know what's real and that no source is reliable. Fearful and wounded, we relentlessly question and critique even those trying their best to give us the information we need, considering everyone to be a bad actor. We are starving for asphaleia. And so who is Theophilus to merit such a scribe? Such a friend as Luke, who knows of this basic human hunger for asphaleia and promises to sort through all the different stories, to do his research and organize it in such a way to help it all make sense. Again, don't you wish you were Theophilus? Well, we don't know exactly who Theophilus was. It seems likely that he was a wealthy man who sponsored Luke's gospel project. Often, ancient documents were addressed to the person who funded their writing. Some of the early church fathers say he was an Alexandrian Jew. Others, because of the way he's addressed as most excellent, think that he might have been a Roman official. One possibility is that he was Paul's lawyer during his trial in Rome, and that Luke, who had long traveled with Paul, was recording in an organized way the account Paul's lawyer needed to make a good argument on his behalf. Others yet think that it was the Theophilus that Luke addresses might be Theophilus ben Ananus, the high priest of the Temple of Jerusalem between 37 and 41 AD. Since Luke will go on to mention the temple frequently throughout his gospel, perhaps he was trying to make headway with temple leadership. But just as likely as all these possibilities is that Theophilus was not a particular person at all, but simply a form of address. The word in Greek simply means God lover or friend of God, one who seeks to be in relationship with God. And if this is the case, Luke is writing to anyone who's hungering to come to a deeper relationship with God through Christ and who needs a way forward that's reliable and trustworthy and orderly. He's writing for one who doesn't want to pursue the fantastical or engage in haphazard spiritual quest, but who really wants to know Jesus in a fulsome, truthful way. One who longs to rest assured that what they've been given is a story they can rest securely in. He writes for the one who's longing for asphaleia. Don't you wish you were Theophilus? Well, maybe you are. And year C, 2022, is the year that you've been waiting for.